Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 28, 1806. Good grass. The Corps are passing over the mountains that they came across in 1805, but the perspective is quite different this time around, given that they are traveling east instead of west, and it's spring rather than winter. The days are pleasant, but to be traveling over snow 6 to 8 feet deep is somewhat extraordinary in the latter part of June. Sergeant Gass wrote of the treacherous trail,
"The snow is so deep that we cannot wind along the sides of the steeps, but must slide straight down. The horses generally do not sink more than 3 inches in the snow, but sometimes break through to their bellies."
Captain Lewis wrote this about the skill and confidence of the Indian guides. "The guides traverse this trackless region with a kind of instinctive sagacity. They never hesitate, they are never embarrassed, and so undeviating is their step that wherever the snow has disappeared, for even 100 paces, we find the summer road." Captain Clark writes today,
"This morning we collected our horses and set out as usual after an early breakfast. We continued our route along the dividing ridge over knobs and through deep hollows. Past our encampment of the 14th September last, near the forks of the road leaving the one on which we had come, one leading to the fishery to our right, immediately on the dividing ridge. At 12 o'clock we arrived at an untimbered side of a mountain with a southern aspect, just above the fishery. Here we found an abundance of grass for our horses, as the guides had informed us. As our horses were hungry and much fatigued, and from information, no other place where we could obtain grass for them within the reach of this evening's travel, we determined to remain at this place all night, having come 13 miles. Captain William Clark, June 28, 1806.
Biddle corrected Clark's date regarding the previous year's camp. It was the place they camped on September 15 rather than 14. At this place, the Corps deviated from their westbound route, which had dropped down into the valley of the Lacsaw River, Idaho. This time they continued eastward on the Lolo Trail, as it is known today, along the ridge. Today's camp was near Powell Junction on present-day Forest Service Road 500 in Idaho County, Idaho. Nowadays you can drive up the Lolo Trail on Highway 12 and estimate where the party's route was, see the hot springs where they bathed, both going west and returning east, and then drive down the west side of the mountain, ending up at Lewiston, Idaho. Tomorrow, a welcome bath.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.